Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Kirby Smart is not just one to dole out superlatives to his players when it comes to press conferences. He's very measured with both his praise and his criticism of his players when talking to the media. He doesn't want to create undue expectations, put a lot of pressure on players coming into a season unless he feels that that particular player is performing at such a level that it is absolutely undeniable and those increased expectations are going to come. Using a word like dominant or dominating is not something that Kirby Smart just does. It's very, very rare. He doesn't just throw it around, right? That word is exactly how he described Georgia wide receiver Dominic Lovett to this point in spring practice for the Georgia Bulldogs. Hello, everyone. I'm Blaine Gilmer. Welcome in to the best SEC entity on the internet, SEC Unfiltered. On this platform, we cover all things SEC related, whether it is Alabama going to the Final Four to take on UConn this upcoming weekend, conference play heating up in baseball with lots of great action there as the weekend approaches, and then, of course, these conference games in terms of the SEC spring football games. All of that is going on, so you want to make sure to like, subscribe, turn on notifications if you love all things SEC, particularly those notifications, because on Sunday, April 14th, and also Sunday, April 21st, about midday, around 3 o'clock or so, Chris Phillips and I are going to be going live to react to the spring games, the spring scrimmages that occur on April 13th and on April 20th, respectively. So excited about that, excited about what we're doing. But today it's all about talking about a dominant Dominic Lovett for Georgia. What would that mean if Dominic Lovett is raising his level to a area where Kirby Smart is saying that he is dominating his competition? Listen, he came over last offseason from Mizzou. So in between the 2022 and 2023 season, admittedly, there was lots of expectations put on Dominic Lovett then because of the year that he had, the breakout year that he had with Missouri in 2022. And listen, there were some narratives out there, people saying that he was going to take a step back and things of that nature. But with the way the season played out, Dominic Lovett finished the 2023 season for the Georgia Bulldogs with 54 receptions, 613 yards, and 4 touchdowns. That is, in some areas, very comparable to what he did with Missouri in 2022 when people were calling him one of the best receivers in the SEC. In that season, he had 56 catches, 846 yards, and 3 touchdowns. So he was 2 catches shy of his output at Missouri, had one more touchdown, and then, of course, he had some more explosive plays at Missouri, so he had more yardage. The yards per catch was up higher as Georgia, early on in the season, was using Dominic Lovett more as a possession running underneath routes type stuff, so that cut down on his yards per catch. But, guys, that is not bad at all when you look at that 2023 output, considering that Georgia had two of the better pass-catching targets that have ever come through its program in Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey as reliable targets that Carson Beck had a rapport with, that he trusted, and that he relied upon heavily during different parts of the season, and both guys that are going to be great in the pro ranks going forward. But now with them gone, someone has to step up and take that mantle. Someone has to step up and be that guy that on critical situations in key third downs, who is Carson Beck looking for? And it sounds like Dominic Lovett is positioning himself to be that guy. Kirby Smart talked about how Carson Beck fully trusts Dominic Lovett, and the rapport between those two is growing, how they are just on the same page, and that is huge for a quarterback and a receiver and a guy who looks to be in the end line to be wide receiver one for Georgia in the 2023 season. It's important to have guys who have been around and who have done things for a long time. And now, Dominic Lovett, not only is he entering into his fourth season of college football, he's entering into his second season with the Georgia Bulldogs, his overall fourth season inside the SEC. He's seen how things were done at Mizzou, who now has turned into a successful program. He's seen how things are done here at Georgia. So he can draw upon a lot of experiences and help out some guys who are either new to the SEC or new to college football entirely, whether it's a young guy like Anthony Evans that can learn a lot from a Dominic Lovett, or whether it's transfers that are coming in, Colby Young from Miami or London Humphreys from Vanderbilt. Yes, he played in the SEC, but totally different dynamic than what you're getting at Georgia. So when it comes down to it,
today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
A dominating Dominic Lovett, something that, again, Kirby Smart does not use that word lightly. And yes, he tried to say, well, is that because that Dominic is out there just roasting people, or is that because, it looks different with Tyke Smith and Javon Buller not out there to try to lock him down on the defensive side, but those guys having graduated or having moved on to the NFL, and then you have, of course, a new secondary being worked in and some injuries in that secondary during the spring practice. So he tried to caveat that just a little bit when it comes down to it. But if Dominic Lovett is that type of weapon, if he is reaching the level to where he is a explosive playmaker and he's a guy that Carson Beck can really rely upon, and then you have Ra-Ra Thomas who is making his way along in things, his second year in the system, you add in those weapons of Young from Miami and Humphrey from Vanderbilt, as we talked about, all of that plus Dylan Bell, who's a Swiss Army knife that Kirby Smart mentioned. Hey, he played 25% of his time at running back last year. Georgia looks to have the depth at running back and the amount of the production at running back where hopefully they do not have to utilize him in that way. And he can actually develop at receiver, and he can be a guy who can develop in his route running and different things like that. But he is a unbelievable athlete and a unbelievable weapon for Carson Beck to use as well. So there's lots out there, but another guy came up in this press conference, and if it comes to fruition that Arian Smith is actually developing as a receiver alongside of Dominic Lovett becoming a dominant receiver for Georgia, then watch out, guys, because it's long been known that Arian Smith, he's in his, I don't know, fourth, fifth year in the program. He's been there a long time. And he's long been one of, if not the fastest players in all of college football, Olympic track type speed. He's a guy who can really, really fly, but it has been inconsistent with not only his routes, but also drops. He's dropped the football a lot. Kirby Smart said that Arian Smith has worked a lot on special teams at different points in time. He's been an elite special teams player, is what Kirby Smart referred to him as throughout his career at Georgia. But now during those special teams periods in this spring, Georgia has made a concerted effort to not put him in those special teams drills and really allow him to develop at the wide receiver position. And if Arian Smith becomes a guy who is reliable in terms of cutting down on the drops, I mean, if you just have only one drop during the season instead of three or four in critical moments, or you're, you know, not where you're supposed to be on a busting a route, if Arian Smith puts everything together with the speed that he has and all these other weapons that Carson Beck has at his disposal, and Dominic Lovett becoming a true bona fide wide receiver one dominating the competition, then there's no doubt, there's no misunderstanding why Georgia is the consensus number one team going into the 2024 season and why they are the favorite to win the national championship. There is simply too many weapons. And notice, once we have not even talked about the offensive line that has five guys, not even including the starting center this year in Jared Wilson, five guys who played snap counts that would warrant them as returning starters. Both guard Dylan Fairchild and Micah Morris played enough where anybody would say, hey, that guy's basically a returning starter. Then plus Tate Ratledge, plus Xavier Truss, plus you got Ernest Green at left tackle. I mean, an offensive line that is going to be one of the top ones in the country, and a running back room who now has another year of experience in Roger Robinson, Andrew Paul, getting Branson Robinson back at some point, and then Trevor Etienne. We don't know what the suspension situation will be based off of his, arrest for the reckless driving, things of that nature. But what we will see from the Georgia Bulldogs is a deep running back core, a deep and talented offensive line. We know what they have as Carson Beck returned, a true Heisman Trophy candidate, a true Heisman Trophy favorite, and potential number one overall pick in the 2025 draft, people are talking about. And here, if you have this emergence of Dominic Lovett as a dominating, not my words, Kirby Smart, a dominant wide receiver for Georgia, something Georgia hasn't had in quite a while, okay, mixed with all those other weapons, and the tight end room we haven't even talked about with Oscar Delp and Lawson Lucky and all of the different guys that they have over there that are able to produce, Jaden Riddell, so many guys in that tight end room. That all comes together, and watch out, because Georgia is going to be in a position to simply make more plays and have more answers than anyone in college football.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.